part of the Wilkerson family is quite famous because of my cousin David Wilkerson, who founded the Cross and Switchblade and Teen Challenge.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Our guest today is Rich Wilkerson Sr. He's a noted speaker, evangelist, pastor of Trinity Church, Miami, Florida, and founder of Peacemakers Family Center International. Now, in our telephone conversation with him, we discovered that he's related to another Wilkerson you may have heard of before.
Now, many who are tuned in are familiar with you and your ministry at Trinity Church in Miami, Florida. But for those who are not, could you tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, how the Lord entered your life, and how you were called into ministry?
Sure, I'd love to, Rich. I've got six decades on me. So part of the Wilkerson family is quite famous because of my cousin David Wilkerson, who founded the Cross and Switchblade and Teen Challenge.
So you are related. We were wondering if you were related, yes. So many are familiar with that book, The Sword and the Switchblade.
Sure. So our family has always been associated, yet there came a point when I got into college, I kind of got away from the Lord. It was during, the late 60s, early 70s, and it was a wild time in our country, as you may remember.
Oh, yes.
And during that time, I had a real experience with the Lord, a woman by the name of Joy Dawson, who was a very famous writer from Youth with a Mission International. She came to our church in Minneapolis, and I was just, I was just kind of stripped of all my pride in one day and humbled myself before the Lord. There was no looking back, and I moved into the ministry shortly thereafter. I was married about the same time, 1973. And finished my education and then moved to California in 1975 to be a youth pastor at the great church in Sacramento. While there, I was being asked to fly here and fly there between Sundays to preach youth-related events. And eventually the pastor said to me, man, you need to decide what you're going to do, you know. And so in 1975, my wife and I felt that it was the Lord's will for me to go into full-time evangelism, mobile evangelism, traveling. And so over the next 18 years, did about 2.5 million air miles around the world. We developed a ministry known as Peacemakers, spoke in public high schools in the 80s, and then started going to third world countries to plant churches. And the more I traveled in my country, the more I saw that the inner city was kind of a forgotten area. And I felt called to an inner city in America. And I got the opportunity to come to Miami. We lived in the Seattle area for 18 years. So we moved and we lost a lot of our support. People thought we were crazy, but things began to turn around slowly. We began to love the people God brought us, most of whom were disenfranchised, hurting in some physical or financial way, maybe in an addictive way, life-controlling issues. Started to work with them. Things began opening up. Our kids went to college. They came back to work with us. In 2015, my second son said, Dad, I want to launch a church. So he went 10 miles south of us. My youngest son was finishing up Princeton. We were building in Harlem. He said, I want to start that church in Harlem. So he did. My oldest son took a church back in our hometown of Tacoma, Washington. We just launched one of our sons in the faith, an African-American man, Terrence Wilson, who'd been with for 13 years. We launched him months ago, 10 miles west of us. And I have a nephew that pastors our church in San Diego, Trinity San Diego, in the North County. And we started with about 300 people in 1998. And for Easter Sunday, with all of our churches combined, we had a little over 17,000 folk in church. And
wow.
So many people coming to faith in Christ.
Wow.
And I think so much of it, obviously, is Jesus, but so much of it is direct result, I think, topic that I wrote this book concerning, I Choose Honor.
Oh, that's really something. Well, that covers so much ground, both literally and figuratively. let me check back on a few of the details you raced by. So,
sure.
Were you born in a Christian home?
I was. That's been my blessing And I mean, we were in church all the time, and everything was real legalistic. You know, we had laws for everything. We were kind of a new fashioned Pharisees. But my dad was like, he was like a happy legalist. We don't drink, we don't dance.
Wow. So the Lord has just used your family so mightily, and it's just been so fruitful, it sounds. So you started there, and then you said that you were drawn to the Lord by that woman. About how old were you when the Lord made you make that personal connection with him?
I was 18 years old.
Okay.
And it was just a dramatic event in my life. I just went, I give up. He's got me. I'm back with God now, you know, that sort of thing.
We're visiting with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr. of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida, as he shares about his life and ministry.
Yes, and we'll return to our talk with Pastor Wilkerson in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook, post a picture on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. We'll repeat that at the end of the program. Now, let's return to our talk with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr., as he talks about the difference between respect and honor. Now, you alluded to your book, I Choose Honor, as being kind of the kickstart for some of the outreaches that that occurred, particularly with your family. So what led you to write this book?
Well, I think, you know, Rich, that people seem to understand respect, but I don't think there's a good understanding of the word honor. In fact, if you look in the dictionary, under respect, they talk about honor. Under honor, they talk about respect.
Mm-hmm.
As I look at it biblically, it seems to me that I can respect you and not really know you. I can respect people that have done great things. I'll never meet them, but from a distance, I respect what they've done. Because of some of the things they've accomplished, I'm very respectful of what they've accomplished. Honor, I think, is something that has to be done up close and personal. It's not a matter of honoring from a distance. You have to honor up close. And honor touches the person in the room that doesn't necessarily like you, or they don't necessarily care for you, or they prejudged you before you got there. And when that's the case in my life, and I sense that, the first thing I do is I try to do something that I say that honors them. And that is just the love of Jesus. That you look for something that you can bless them with your word. And then you find some way to serve them. There are two components that Christ operated with on a regular basis, humility and servant leadership. When you humble yourself before people and when you serve them, it kind of pulls the discussion in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for common ground for two folks or a body of people to have a common ground where they can begin to discuss other issues from that middle ground position.
Now, when did you sort of get drawn into this, or when did this become so important to you? Did you learn it at an early age, or did someone model that for you?
I really did, Bobby. As I was mentioning earlier, my dad, I mean, he honored everybody. He never met a stranger. He didn't dominate the conversation, but he found something that would always make for common ground. And that's where he would start the discussion. A lot of times my dad never brought Jesus into the conversation at all. He was always about developing a relationship first. He didn't feel like you could lead people to Christ with a bullhorn on a corner telling them where they're going if they don't change. He wasn't that kind of a person. Actually, my cousin David wasn't that person either. He was known for preaching on the streets, but he was known for preaching the love of God. mm-hmm. not condemnation. So I saw it at an early age. But when I came to Miami, I came here wanting to work in the inner city, but wanting to build a huge mega church. So every morning there'd be a line of people at the door of the church for food. And we'd kind of sneak by them, my wife and I, get to the church and lock the door and ask God to help us build a great church. Finally, we got convicted, started buying groceries for people. And we get there and give the groceries out. Then we go in and lock the door and pray for God to help us build a big church. And then after 2 years, I was broke. I didn't have any more money. And I was kind of complaining. I said, God said, well, Rich, you don't even have to do any outreach. I bring the people to the door every day. Wow. And you kind of placate them with food. These are the people I want you to use to build a great church with. And all of a sudden, my eyes opened up. I got down on the floor of my office, cried for 2 hours, repented of 2 hours for thinking that I was better than someone. And that's when we started with the people that were at the door. And those people have turned into thousands and thousands of people.
Wow.
Truth is, Imago Dei, which is a Latin term for the image of God, Genesis 1:27, were made in the image of God. Every person on the planet bears the image of God in some fashion. I don't care what background they are. I don't care what religion they are. Every one of us bears the image of God. And especially for Christian people like ourselves, sometimes we have to mine for that gold that's in them. Because oftentimes God hides his gold in unlikely places. If we're not careful, we'll step over top of his buried gold. It's right in front of us.
Oh, yes. Wow. In fact, it can be that they don't even know there's gold in themselves sometimes.
That's
you know,
an excellent point, Bob.
Christ teaches us that we're to be Christ-like and reach out to them with love and like you say, honor.
And as you mentioned, the Lord was bringing people your way, and you just kept stepping over them, moving, desiring to serve the Lord, but yet not realizing that the Lord had brought people right before your eyes. And isn't that so of our own lives when we go out into life, as we go to the shopping market, as we walk throughout the streets, that there are potential people that the Lord is bringing our way, and we need to be attentive to the Lord's will in honoring others?
Just open our eyes. You're so right, Rich. I mean, we recently launched this new church. They had 1,100 people their first Sunday.
Wow.
That leveled off to about 600 or 700 people. That's a powerful church. Each time we planted a new church, we sent a bunch of our people with them. There's like 7 million people in, you know, South Florida. There's all kinds of people because every person bears the image of God, and God is desiring for all of us to reach the lost at any cost. That's his mandate.
Yes. Go into all the world, everywhere, with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, as you heard, Pastor Wilkerson has written this book entitled, I Choose Honor, highlighting many of the blessings of honor as seen throughout Scripture. It's available online and at most book outlets. Or simply go to ichoosehonorbook.com to order the book or to find out more.
Also, if you've enjoyed this feature and would like to listen again, or to hear a feature you've missed, we'd like you to subscribe to our podcast. You can also friend us on Facebook at Connections with Rich and Bobby, post a picture on Instagram, and tweet us on Twitter.
You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby, that's B-O-B-B-I, @gmail.com. Or you can write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1, verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.